In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then feed my sheep. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then feed my lambs. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then feed my lambs. And that has been the call of the apostles from the very beginning, that God would raise up men, holy men, to feed God's people, that they would feed the sheep and feed the lambs. And we know, as we read the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, that the God of Israel was disturbed with the shepherds because they fed themselves and they did not feed their lambs, their people. Today I have with me Father John, and Father John is on WROL, and he's on Sunday, and the name of his broadcast is
Feed My Lambs.
Feed My Lambs. So now you know why I started to sing that beautiful song, Feed My Lambs, Feed My Sheep. I want to ask Father, when is it on?
It's on Sundays at 12:30, and it's from 12:30 to 1.
So it's a half an hour program, Sunday at 12:30, Feed My Lambs. It's on WROL at 12:30 to 1 o'clock, a good time. People have just come out of Mass, if you go to Mass, and if you've gone to a late Mass, and then you can listen to Father John. Also, not only is that a good time, but for people who hear me on other stations at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, you can go to your computer and you can click on WROL Radio, WROL Radio, and you'd be able to listen to Father John as he begins to speak about feeding the lambs. This is one of the greatest, not appointments, but greatest... I'm getting old. You know, the Lord gives this injunction to feed his sheep, to feed his lambs. And the word of God is how we feed them, as well as with our kindness and with our love. But the word of God is so important. Tell us about some of the programs you've already done, Father.
Well, we began by talking about the mercy of God, because I believe that in order to really truly know God, to understand God, we must realize first that we're in need of his mercy. We recognize that he loves us constantly. He loves us continually, and that he's constantly showering his grace upon us to make us those children of God that he so dearly loves, and to bring us into relationship with him. And we've talked about holy friendships, how there are so many people out there that find themselves in abusive relationships and abusive friendships, and people who take them away from God. And you need to find that person who will bring you closer to God. And as you find that person and you build that relationship with that person, then you can see the difference of how that person who takes you away from God and that person who brings you to God. And you know in your heart when you find that person that you want to move away from those that take you away from the loving God. And we've also done a series on prayer. especially the prayer, the big question is God answering our prayers because of all the suffering that we see in the world, the suffering that we have in our own lives, and constantly praying to God and asking God to help us. And sometimes we get to that feeling that he's not answering those prayers. And yet he does. He opens up our hearts to see a different way of how he's answering those prayers in our lives. Thomas Aquinas, the great Saint Thomas Aquinas, and many other of our great saints constantly said that suffering is one of the biggest roadblocks to even belief in God. So how can we reconcile the suffering in our own lives with that belief and that trust in a loving God who is still calling us to himself?
And suffering is something that we all go through. You know, I am a sufferer. And suffering can either destroy you or it can make you sharp. And that's just the way it is. The name of the broadcast is In Season and Out of Season. It was specifically chosen because, you know, I have told you that I suffer from depression. Not that I want to hold this up as a badge. You know, I have sought healing and I continue to seek healing through doctors, through prayer. But the point is, there have been many days that I have, many years that I've been out of season, and that does not get in my way. It cannot get in my way to proclaim the word of God. I will not let the devil win. I will not. And you see, we all have something. But I do know this. I count on this scripture, that to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. All things, even my suffering, even your suffering. Now, I don't want it any extra time. I want it to be ended, because that's why we have hospitals. That's why we have doctors. We don't want to be masochists, that's for sure. But suffering, when united to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, can bring fruit. When united to the cross of Jesus Christ can bring fruit. But I pray that I would not have to endure this suffering any longer. Because that's the will of God. It is not God's will that you suffer. It is God's will that you be inspired, that you be filled with hope, that you be filled with grace. It is not God's will that you suffer. Though he uses suffering. He uses suffering. And I'm going to tell you, there is no man of God that have ever walked, or woman of God that has ever walked this path that has not gone through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going to tell you, when I see people that God is using so tremendously, people say, isn't that wonderful? You know what I say? I wonder how they suffered, because you don't get a ministry like this without going through the valley of the shadow of death. I know that. No one has to tell me that. You know, I don't look at the glitter. I look at this poor man has paid a price. Just like Jesus. But it's always in union with Jesus. My suffering apart from Jesus means nothing. I must unite my suffering. You must unite your suffering with Jesus. And remember that even your suffering has an end. Thank you, God. It has an end. All things have an end. Teresa of Avila said, you know, nothing is permanent but God. He is sufficient. He is sufficient. He is sufficient. So suffering is something we all go through. Children, old people, middle-aged people, people losing their jobs. But you know what? Because of the cross, it doesn't have to destroy me. And it doesn't have to destroy you. Unless you wanted to. And if you wanted to, you go sit in your own pot today and have a big pity party. Say, poor me. And you know what? You can do that for 24 hours. I give you 24 hours to do it, because you've got to be real. But you know what? Then after 24 hours, say, you know what? I've got to get on with my life by the grace of God. Tell us more.
We're going to also begin one on the Eucharist. And I think you're right, Father. You know, so many people just want to pity themselves, and they sit down and they look at how worthless they are, and they say, woe is me. And they forget that, you know, Jesus is already did this on the cross for us. He's already taken our sins. He's died on the cross, and he's now given us his body and his blood. And when we open up our hearts to receive his sacred body and blood at Holy Mass, then we can get that strength to unite our suffering to the suffering of Jesus Christ, and everything makes sense then. Everything will make sense when you unite yourself to Jesus Christ, and when you recognize the body and blood of Jesus Christ present in the Holy Eucharist, and that will bring you a deep joy, a joy in that suffering. I know there's a story of a priest, a young priest, who was really struggling with his vocation. And this woman who allowed her suffering, she was in an abusive relationship for 14 years, this man was abusing her, and she offered it up for the vocation of this young priest every single day. And this young priest just had a huge conversion of his heart, a huge conversion in his life, saw that he was really called to be a disciple of God. And it was through that suffering of this woman that allowed him to see that. So suffering, offering that suffering up for the soul of another person does work. It does work. And it's there for you.
And we do want an end to the suffering. I say to the Lord, I don't want it to last one extra minute. But while I'm going through it, use it. Use it. Use it. I don't want it to be wasted. In union with the cross, in union with the cross. We speak about the Eucharist, you know. I think the Eucharist is the greatest of all the sacraments because it is Jesus. But you know what? People don't even know it's Jesus anymore. People don't even know it. I think we've become too familiar with the Eucharist. I think, you know, we come up as if we're going to receive a Necco wafer. I think that people have no idea. I have no idea. I tell the Lord, I have no idea. I know this is you. Today I was sitting by the Blessed Sacrament and I said, you know, Jesus, as you're in the tabernacle, it's the same Jesus at the right hand of the Father. This is the same Jesus who sits as the great high priest, as the right, at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for me. My Lord, you're so quiet. And I thought, you know, even at the right hand of the Father, he's quiet. You know, he is the great high priest, ever living to make intercession for us, as he shows his wounds to the Father. And the Father sees the wounds of the Son. And he knows the love of the Son for his people. And it's his own love. And you know, this is who we have as Eucharist. That's why I believe it's so important, especially for priests, to have a time with Jesus as Eucharist. Because we are priests. And if we are not tied up to the Eucharist, then we are not priests. Believe me, you can be ordained, but my Lord, if you are not tied up with the Holy Eucharist, you know, you're useless. You're useless. And I'm a firm believer of the Word. The Word is the two-edged sword. The Word, it doesn't return void. The Word is so powerful. But the Word and the sacrament, that's why we have adoration. That's why it's just so important to be in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord, to be in his presence, even when I'm sitting there and I feel like I'm in left field and the balls are going by my head and I can't catch them, and I'm thinking about everything and anything, trying to bring my thoughts back, trying to bring myself back to him. But you know what? I'm there. I'm there. This morning I opened the door and the sun was shining and I was looking at the sun. And you know, you stay long enough, in a couple more weeks, you look at the sun, you get a tan. That's right, even March 5th it starts. I know these things because I hate the darkness. But you know what? You sit in front of the Eucharist. This is the Son of God. Tonight we have all-night adoration. We have that every Friday. All-night adoration for people to come and be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell priests right now, if you are not tied up with the Eucharistic Lord, you know, you're going astray. You can pray your office and babble it here and there and do what you want to do, but I'm going to tell you, if you're not tied up with the Eucharistic Lord, then you become a dispenser of the sacraments, like a cup dispenser. Isn't that interesting? A dispenser. That's not the way it's called. We're called to be in union with the Eucharistic Lord who sits at the Father's right hand, ever living to make intercession for us. The Eucharistic Lord who died on the cross out of love for you and me, gave his blood naked between heaven and earth. Buried. Rose from the dead victoriously. And hallelujah, sends the Holy Ghost on those who want it. Let me tell you, the Eucharist is the greatest sacrament. It is Jesus Christ himself. And if priests don't avail themselves to have a relationship with the Eucharistic Lord, my Lord, their priesthood is absolutely impotent.
And it's interesting that so many priests, pastors of churches, are not implementing Eucharistic adoration, even if it's only for an hour or a week, let alone trying to make it a perpetual adoration. Holy Father Pope John Paul II, may he rest in peace, what a wonderful saintly pope he was, he consistently and constantly called us to bring adoration back into our churches, and so many of our fellow priests, our brother priests, still refuse to even offer an hour a week of adoration.
What's even worse, Father, they closed their churches. The second I got here on September 11th, 1995, the first thing I did was to unlock the church. That's the first thing I did. Because you know what? When I was a child and I had trouble, I would walk down to the local church and I would pour out my heart to God. And I said, you know what? If I do nothing else at the Holy Rosary, I'm opening the church to the people. Mm-hmm. And then we have adoration every Monday night. And usually every Tuesday night, and usually every Thursday night, and usually every Friday night, and usually every Saturday night. Friday all through the night. And we have it in the morning also after the Masses. So, I need to be there more, that's for sure. But, you know, I need to do this because I'm a priest. I'm not a pastor only. I am a priest. I offer the one sacrifice of Calvary. That one sacrifice made present at the altar. But, you know, we are all called to offer ourselves with Jesus as living sacrifices of praise. You know, we just take it so, so, so common. The Eucharist is common. It is not common. It is the Lord of glory. If God parted the curtains, revelatory experience, we would see the angels at the altar. We would see all the saints prostrate before our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory. You know, Eucharist is so important. So, and if you're a priest, if you have a hard time staying in front of the Lord, you know, join me. I have a hard time too. Sometimes I tell the Lord, I'd rather be washing the floor today than to sit here with my mind wandering. So I take the scriptures and I try to meditate a little. I don't have the concentration of the saints. I have the concentration of a mosquito. But you know what? That's okay. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. I have to be there. That's all I need to be, is be there. And so many times when I'm there, people come to me. They pour out their hearts. And I'm thinking, you know, Lord, this is my time to be with you. But you know what? Whatever. Here I am. Here I am. So Eucharistic devotion is very important. It is vitally important. Whether the Eucharist is exposed or in the tabernacle. When I was a kid and when I was growing up, I used to go to different churches. They were locked. And I would say, could I have the key? I want to go and pray. You've got the right to do that to your pastor. May I have the key? I want to go and pray. The pastor might say, well, you could pray in your house. It's not the same. If you don't know, it's not the same.
How true that is. And the other thing, I've seen this from my own personal experience, that people want to see their priests praying. So many priests think that it's just okay to be praying in their own room by themselves, but the people, especially our older people, they're starving to see the priests praying with the people. And I know in my first assignment, I prayed with the people. And they constantly just came up to me and said, Father, thank you. Just thank you. And it was a sincere thank you. And it broke my heart because they had had so many other priests who just let them be. You know, priests also, as you were saying, Father, they need to suffer. A priest who tries to have the best life, the priest who tries to have it all and doesn't suffer, doesn't allow his suffering to have any effect on his priesthood, is not a priest. A priest, by definition, is someone who sacrifices. Now, we in the Latin Church sacrifice by being celibate, by giving up a wife and children. And there's also other sacrifices that we make and other ways that we suffer, but always with the hope that one day that suffering will end. And also, as we suffer, to unite that suffering with our people and with Jesus Christ. If you are a priest and you are not sacrificing, you are not a priest. You've lost the essence of what it is to be a priest. You must return to that notion of sacrifice and offer your life as a sacrifice for your people. Your people, our people in the parishes, they need to have us as priests pray for them, to bring them closer to God, to bring them closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, to bring them closer to our Blessed Mother, especially in these crazy times that we're in our situation, in our society. Our Blessed Mother continually brings us the peace and the comfort of her Son, Jesus Christ. That is the essence of prayer. That's the essence of priesthood, to pray for your people, to pray for your sheep and your flock.
And to feed them with the Word of God. Believe me, the Word of God. Feed them. Get away from those canned homilies. If you're going to read something, I don't want to listen to you. If you don't speak the Word of God, I'm not saying you shouldn't have notes. You can have as many notes as you want. But if you're going to buy these canned homilies, I'm going to tell you, you know, that's like buying canned pasta sauce. You can keep it. I don't want it. I make my own. I put enough garlic. It's on my website, you know, if you want to buy my pasta sauce for the poor, you know. I put enough garlic and oil and good tomatoes and basil. No, I'm not going to go buy this canned stuff. Imagine buying canned Word of God. This is the canned Word of God. One person said, I went to Mass twice and they said the same thing. I said, yeah, they got it off the computer. Isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? What a wonderful thing. They got it off the computer. Give me a break. I'd much rather have a priest say, you know, if he's got nothing to say, he'd say something like this. You know, Jesus loves you. Do you really know Jesus loves you? Are you aware today that Jesus loves you? Do you know that Jesus died for you? Do you know that he's always thinking about you in love? Do you know he has a plan for your life? Do you know Jesus loves you? Hey, listen, that's much better than the canned sermon. Just keep on saying the same thing over and over again. Maybe someone will believe it by the Word of God. The Holy Ghost will come. Let me tell you, I don't need anything canned. Today we're going to be making meatballs. Well, we went and cooked meatballs for Joe Nickley's young people. Oh, yeah, they're saints because they've got a deacon that's a saint, I tell you. But let me tell you about Joe Nickley's young kids. They had bought these meatballs at some store. You could use them for knee pads. Father Joshi never had a meatball before he came to Boston. He's Indian. And he ate one of those meatballs, and he says, ah, give me a break, Father Tom. These are not meatballs. He says, give me one of yours, because we made lots of meatballs. You know, it's all this canned stuff. Then you have canned homilies, canned sermons. Give me a break. You know, go buy your Mama Zita's mozzarella cheese or something, but I want a real homily coming from a real man and a real priest who struggles like the rest of us and who tell people, I don't have it all. I need Jesus Christ more than you. That's Amen. What the drunks say. You know, there's nothing like a reformed drunk priest, I tell you. Because they know what it is to be in the valley of the shadow of death. Well, Father John is on every Sunday at 12:30, Feed My Lambs. 12:30, WROL. Now, your assignment is to listen to Father John this week, 12:30, and support him. Support him with your money. Support them with your money, because it costs money to be on radio. So support them with your money. You know? It's hard. The first year is hard. I know. People say, you know, Father Tom, if you're going to support Father John, what about you? God provides for me. Listen, I'm not going to worry about a couple of bucks. God is God, and the more generous I am, the more generous He is. So you support Father John, feed my lambs, 12:30, 9:50 on the AM dial on Sunday. If you're away from Boston, you can click on your computer to Google WROL Radio, do it at 12:30. Get everyone around the computer and listen to the Word of God. Maybe you went to Mass and there was no Word of God that was spoken. They gave a couple of jokes, they sneezed a couple of times, and then they said, we don't want to keep you too long. Then you turn on Father John at 12:30 and hear the Word of God at 12:30. If the priest or the pastor or the whatever he is in your parish, even Protestants, you know, because everybody doesn't preach the Word of God, I'll tell you that much, because if we did, the world would be transformed, but that's another issue. You turn on 12:30 and WROL, 9:50 on the AM dial, Google it. WROL Radio, 12:30, hear the Word of God, 12:30 on Sunday. And Father John will be on with the help of God for many, many years, proclaiming the goodness of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, the power of the Lord. Oh God, we need more preachers that will preach the Word in season and out of season, that's not going to care what anyone's going to say. Let me tell you this, Father McDonough will be dead a whole year on February 11th, and there will be a Mass for him, and I'll tell you more about that. And tonight at Holy Rosary, we have 7:30 Mass, as well as all-night adoration. Why don't you come? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.
In Season and Out of Season is sponsored by In Season and Out of Season.